Ours to Protect on Midwest Radio, funded by the Commissioner Naman with the television license fee as part of the Sound and Vision Scheme.
This week, we spoke to Cross Malina Community Council members Maureen Timlin and Siobhan Goff. Alana spoke to them about their plans to redevelop a plot of land into a brand new biodiversity park and also the installation of solar panels.
Here in Cross Malina, you have a lot of different ideas or different projects that you're going to undertake and have undertaken, and a lot of these based on trying to reduce the carbon footprint and to increase biodiversity and kind of impact on climate change as well.
We have recently made inquiries into putting a solar field in just outside the town centre with the aims of reducing our carbon footprint over the long term. We're working together with the SEAI and Community Power with the solar field. It's a long-term project, and if anyone would like to come on board and join us in the committee regarding the solar field, we'd be more than happy to take you on.
And solar panels as well, they're trying to move away from the whole idea of using these fossil fuels to kind of power different things around. It's on a smaller scale, so it mightn't be as it'll power all your homes, but it's a small step in trying to reduce the carbon footprint.
Yes, that's right. This is quite a large field. It will bring in quite a bit of power into the town, but it will definitely reduce our reliance on old-fashioned electricity.
And what other projects have you going on, or are you trying to get in a pipeline, I suppose, of getting underway and getting to fruition?
Well, recently the Community Council purchased a 24-acre field just on the edge of the town, and we're hoping that its development will be environmentally sustainable. Any projects that will be installed in it, we're hoping that it will be environmentally sustainable.
So that there is a lot going on and a lot of different things that are going to, I suppose, impact in that kind of bringing down our carbon footprint. And that is a big thing that we try and do when we're trying to be more environmentally friendly. But these are things that can't be done solely by one or two people.
No, that's right. And we're lucky with our community council, with our Vision 2025 committee, with our festival committee, with our Tidy Towns. We have several committees within Cross Malina that will help to work with us in these projects. But like every committee in every small town, we do need new members and we need younger people. We need people to come on board and help with us. So if there are people out there within the Cross Malina catchment area, we'd be more than happy to welcome new people into our committees.
So it is a group effort to keep all these going. And is there any other projects maybe that are in the pipeline that maybe haven't been developed yet? Or maybe you have some other projects going that are going to help, as I said, trying to give back to the environment, I suppose, try and help the planet, because that's such a big thing with our sustainable goals, the European goals, to try and bring down that carbon emissions.
Well, one project that is in the pipeline is a biodiversity park on the Mullinmore Road beside the Children's Play Park. And it will be basically an area with a small lake and local flora and fauna that will be unused, be left for mammals and birds and bees, which is getting more and more popular in the area. So we're hoping that that area will be left to grow wild, but that people will still be able to appreciate it and sit and enjoy the wild environment.
And it's an idea as simple as that, biodiversity and letting things grow, because sometimes when they're in an area that they're kind of maybe away from the public eye, they can be left to grow and they can be left to give back, and to have these insects and these birds, I suppose, still to be able to thrive off them.
There are areas on the river banks that are left, and also on the shores of Loch Conn. And although years ago we might give the impression that they didn't look pretty, but actually now we're beginning to really appreciate the wild flowers and looking forward to getting the bees back in the area. We recently ran a B classes, and they were hugely popular, and really feel that people now are going to be going out in their masks and building their hives. So it's fantastic. We really love it in our small community.
Ours to Protect on Midwest Radio, funded by the Commission in Naman, with the television license fee as part of the Sound and Vision Scheme.